July 4th. I guess that's appropriate. It's like Merry Christmas, Happy 4th of July. Because the 4th of July is supposed to be a happy time, a celebration, a connection, if you will, to where we are in our country today and where we have been. And perhaps there is an anticipation of where we're going. I know where we're going in this hour. This is the only radio program that's on live anywhere in the country at the moment, other than the news stations that are going over the same news they've been going over for a week. That's the big news of the day. But there is a need to discuss on the part of a lot of people. Some people are groggy. There are a lot of people who are listening to this program today for the first time because their radio station is carrying it instead of what they might normally have carried at this time, because the people that are there aren't there. It's, after all, a holiday. People should not be working. This is my attempt at public service, I guess. My attempt at connecting with you with a bit of love and caring about where your head's at. And so perhaps we can find where your head is at and other people's as well. Ken Kessler is here with me, working the lines at 888-302-3684. Also, the Sirius connections that we have on Sirius. We actually should be back on Sirius. That's something I have to take up with the big bosses, Kenny, on Sirius, as well as all these other ways you can get the program, listening to hundreds of radio stations that carry the program. It can be downloaded on Stitcher and on iTunes and iHeart and wherever else there is, TuneIn Radio, et cetera, et cetera, DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.com. The Treasury Department has postponed a key element of Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, for another year. Did you know that? The provision that has been postponed required businesses with over 50 employees to provide workers with health care. That has been put on hold. Democrats are saying this change is to allow businesses more time to adapt to the law. Republicans renewing their calls for repealing the law, saying this change shows the administration doesn't know how to make it work. You think that's true? Is this more politics or is this reality? And if you're a businessman, this is the most important question for you. If you employ fewer than 50 people, have you complained or said, hey, I just can't do this? And do you think they're listening to you? 888-302-3684. After all, according to Mr. Obama and many others who lead the charge for small businesses in America, this is the backbone of our country. This is how it all works. My little company that produces this program, yeah, we're part of all of that. Here's a radio host. What happens here on this program, if you're new, we monitor a lot of radio programs around the country to find out what the pulse is of people and hosts. Good radio stations, good radio programs, good radio hosts, good ideas. Some of them are better than others, but the idea here is to give you something to think about and to react to with an opinion or a fact. 888-302-3684, Doug at DougStefan.com, Ken at DougStefan.com, Twitter at GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDayShow. Here's a host named Jeff Wagner who's talking about the implementation of this part of the plan and the fact that it is, according to the announcement, being pushed back for a year.
One of the most crucial elements of Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, is the so-called employer mandate. What this says is that all employers of, 50 or more people have to offer insurance coverage to their employees. Anybody who works 30 hours or more a week has to be offered insurance coverage, or the company has to pay a fine. This is a big, big deal. How have a lot of companies responded to this? Well, what they've done is they've said, fine, we're going to cut part-time hours. You know, we've got somebody who's working, you know, 38 hours a week. Now we're going to cut them back to 25 because we don't want to have to pay this. Other companies have said, hey, once this goes into effect, we're considering dropping health insurance for everybody and simply just paying the $2,000 fine because we can save a lot of money. This is a big deal. Out of the clear blue, nobody saw this coming. The Obama administration announced that by executive order, they were going to delay the implementation of this employer mandate from January of 2014 to January 1st of 2015. A lot of people are saying, you know, what's going on here? Why did they just do this out of the clear blue? Is it because business needs more time? Forget all about that. I mean, here's the answer. It's all politics. The Obama administration badly wants to maintain Democratic control of the U.S. Senate, and they want to take control of the House in the 2014 elections. Now, I don't think a lot of political analysts think that's likely to happen, but here's just the facts. If there were any chance at all that the Democrats have of taking back control of the House of Representatives, that would go out the window if Obamacare's employer mandate went into effect in January of 2014, the midterm elections being in November of 2014. Why? Because we're already seeing what's happening. Part-time workers having their hours dramatically cut because of Obamacare. This was nothing but politics. This was, again, a decision made. People recognizing this is going to be unpopular. This is going to hurt a lot of people. Now, you can argue whether there's a greater good or not. Don't want to get into that. But a lot of working people, especially a lot of part-timers, were already seeing their hours cut. Lots of employers were hesitating on hiring because of the implementation of this. And so the idea is, let's move this back a year, not because it's too confusing, not because it's too complicated, simply because we don't want to have Democrats have to run on this in November of 2014. So if you're trying to figure out the why, it's simple. It's a political calculation, nothing more, nothing less. What I think makes this interesting, though, is by the time January of 2015 rolls around, Barack Obama will be the lamest of lame ducks. I'm seriously wondering whether or not some of these provisions might get delayed more, and is there a possibility that Obamacare just might go to the wayside, never fully implemented? Don't be surprised if you see something like that happen.
Are you surprised at this discussion at all? 888-302-3684. Republicans dismissing the notion that the president's decision to delay the health care law, at least as part of it, would keep them during the 2014 elections from hammering Democratic candidates who supported the legislation. The 21 Senate seats, I think, up next year compared to 14 for the Republicans. The GOP had already started to attack Senate Democrats who voted for the law. The House has voted more than 35 times since taking control of the chamber to repeal or at least defund parts of the Obamacare. Most recently, I think that happened in May, matter of fact, Kenny. So they're pushing back until 2015 the employer mandate that requires medium and large companies to provide coverage for their workers or pay the fine. So, what are people saying about this? You got anything on Twitter? I'm looking at Matt Gorman of the National Republican Congressional Committee on Twitter saying, quote, if Democrats thought delaying Obamacare would make it easier for them in 2014, they thought wrong. Let's see what else has been posted here. We believe this will still be a key issue in 2014. All right, so what do you have there, Kenny? Anything that resembles any of these remarks?
Sure. Lots of Republicans, of course, took to Twitter immediately when this came out. Senator Ted Cruz said, heard Obama may delay Obamacare employer mandate for 1 year. How about we delay it all forever? Which is pretty much what all of them have said. Let's see. Steven says, sadly enough, if the American people start retaliating against the effects of Obamacare, they'll blame their employers, not Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat says, if Obama can unilaterally delay Obamacare's employer mandate, why wouldn't he delay new border security measures, too?
Huh. There's a thought. Probably most of you could think of something you'd like to see put off or canceled. I'd like to get rid of the TSA. How about that? 888-302-3684. As we work the 4th of July with the issues of the day, the personal favorite in terms of my own looking over the issues of the day is where Mr. Hernandez is. We'll hopefully get a minute or two for that later on. It's 17 past the hour on the Good Day 4th of July program.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
You ever seen a snail race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive apply. See store for details. Offer valid 628-377. Gas dryer price higher. Optional pedestal sold separately.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools?
I've got tons of Craftsman. Everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. A neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware tools.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit 1. Valid at participating stores. June 1st only.
888-302-3684, Independence Day, 2013, Americans celebrating our independence, your independence. The commemoration today is actually the approval of the Declaration of Independence. That's what happened on this day in 1776. It actually wasn't even signed on this day. It was approved. The signing didn't take place in one place. Actually, there were a number of delegates who... I think the document was moved around, Kenny, if I'm not mistaken. John Hancock, George Wythe of Virginia, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, Elbury Gerry of Massachusetts, Oliver Wolcott of Connecticut, signed in September, in fact. So we can have this celebration from now until Labor Day. Why not? It's a big deal. 21.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution.
We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stephen poll yesterday as to your favorite patriotic songs, and so we have them in order from the bottom to the top. The top four most popular vote-getters included the Battle Hymn of the Republic. This is Joan Baez with her version of that song. 13% of you responded that that was your favorite patriotic song, so here's a bit more of that.
Across the sea with the glory.
Number four. Number three is the present song of the land, supposedly the Star Spangled Banner. Tonight, as Tom Bergeron hosts, I think it's 8 o'clock to 9:30, isn't it, Eastern Time? The national celebration of the 4th of July. So that was the third most popular song. Number two on the list, Elvis' version of America the Beautiful. Not Elvis' version, but the song in general. This is my favorite patriotic song, frankly. Crank it up, Michael.
I'm proud of you. Shining sea, oh beautiful, for spacious.
I'm not sure that I am being completely accurate in my suggestion that American's Beautiful is my favorite. I think it's, I don't like the Star Spangled Banner at all. Never been a big fan of the Battle Hymn of the Republic because it's about war and stuff. I think that this may be a close, this is like 1A for me, American the Beautiful. One is in agreement with the way you voted for it, actually. 37% of you responded that your favorite patriotic song was God Bless America. Here's Leanne Rimes. Update on Kate Smith, her version of God Bless America. Obamacare decision with some of your calls coming up as the Good Day program for 4th of July continues.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. An international travel budget is not just about the cost of flight or hotels. You also need to understand the value of local goods and services. What are they going to cost you? Hotels.com measures hotel food and beverage expenses with their Club Sandwich Index, which shows how prices can fluctuate around the globe for that club sandwich. This year, Geneva, Switzerland has the most expensive club sandwich. It averages over $30. The cheapest? New Delhi, at about $9. Now, while the club sandwich is a good indicator of costs, you might want to check out the Economist's Big Mac Index for the value of basic goods and services. Breaking everything down by the U.S. dollar, Big Macs still range from $1.67 in India to $9.08 in Venezuela. Now, if you want some real value, how about try some local food for a change? For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or the New York pork chop. Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Friends, and some of you may be my neighbors in terms of the soul, shall we say. 888-553-7536. Our discussion as we get into this Thursday, as the Live Good Day program continues, is focus on your thoughts re Obamacare.
Need a number correction there.
What I do?
I think you gave out the number for Dr. Ken.
I do that from time to time. These foolish damn numbers around that I have to remember. 3023684 is the correct number to Doug Steffen in the Good Day program. 888-302-DOUG. All right, thank you, Kenny.
Bingo!
So, let's get to the ideas people have. This is acknowledging that this is all politics. Here we go to Peter in Maryland on the delay.
I have to believe that this delay is going to help the Democrats in the next election cycle, because the cost is going to be enormous, and they don't really want that to affect folks who still want to vote Democrat. I mean, it's sort of typical. Obama promises a whole bunch and then to get votes, and then do the math later and figure out, ooh, this is going to cost a lot of money. Maybe we should push it out past the next election cycle. It has to be. Also, this has to be connected to securing the border, because people come to this country from other countries to get free medical care. They come here and have their babies and then walk away from the hospital. So if we secure the border, maybe a little quid pro quo, secure the border, and then we can talk more about Obamacare. Plus, securing the border will employ thousands of people.
Thousands of people. So if you're just joining us, the discussion about Obamacare, you may have heard that the key element of Obamacare, and that is the provision requiring businesses with over 50 people working there to have workers' health care, is going to be put on hold until the beginning of 2015, so they don't have to run on that in 2014, or at least that's what the Republicans are saying. Nancy, listening in Hayes, Kansas, to Good Day.
I just want to say I'm a Democrat, and I'm an older Democrat, but I do definitely not want to take the health care plan. And the situation is I like my insurance. I'm with AARP, and I have a plan that suits me. And I don't plan to take any more health insurance, and I don't plan to buy into the government plan. If they want to sign me, that's fine, but I'm keeping the health insurance I have, and I'm also going to pay my doctor out of my own pocket because that's what I do. And I think the health care plan needs to be completely overhauled, and it needs to be fitted for people to have insurance that they need, not the insurance that the government thinks they need, all these Cadillac plans. And I'm hoping that this plan will keep moving further back and further back until they repeal the plan and let people get the insurance they need and want, not the insurance the government thinks we need and want.
Uh-huh. Waking up to the realities of what it's like to live in America in the year 2013, something not to be celebrating this 4th of July. Nancy, thank you. 888-302-3684. We're taking your calls on the delay. I think of how we used to underscore Tom Delay, who is the Texas congressman that got himself into trouble by just being a crook. So maybe we can reuse that. We can now call this a delay, a Democrat delay. Cliff's listening in California to the Good Day program.
I think that Obamacare, sure, it's, well, Max Baucus, the author of Obamacare, retiring senator from Montana, the chair of Senate Finance, calls it a train wreck, and so does uber liberal Jay Rockefeller from West Virginia. He agrees that Obamacare is just not going to work, you know, and obviously Democratic senators, Democratic Congress people are very nervous heading into the next election. Clearly, if this mandate is not put off, goodness knows how many millions, maybe tens of millions of Americans will lose the coverage they have, the violating the central promise that Obama made hundreds of times that you could keep the coverage you have if you like it, but that is not true. We're going to lose our coverage, and he knows it, and he has to put this off until after the election again. He's so political, so cynical. He already delayed his SHOP program, the exchanges for small business, by a year. That was the last straw for Max Baucus, as you know. And we have unions speaking out that they're going to be losing their plans. It's a disaster. It's a train wreck.
All right. An interesting way of wrinkling that all up. 888-302-3684. So we want a stimulation from you. You've heard those slogans on the talk radio programs, right? More stimulating talk radio. Well, let's see how Irene is stimulated by all of this.
Well, I think the employer mandate should probably go ahead at some time. But in the long run, what are you going to do for providers? Where are you going to find people to treat these citizens? Most doctors are just going to retire, or they're just going to go to fee-for-service and not even apply to the government. They will take no insurance at all. It has already started out in Washington. They're called boutique doctors. You can pay them, period.
Yeah, there are a lot of those places cropping up. You're right about that, ma'am. Yep, everywhere around the country, mostly in the bigger cities and suburban areas that support the big cities. 888-302-3684. Bernie is in New York with an overcounting, if you will, of the differences between the different sorts of health care, the universal health care plans versus Obamacare.
My family's from Germany, and we've been in this country over 60 years, and they have true universal health care there. People don't understand why it's tied to employment in this country. Universal health care in Germany is almost 150 years old. It was helped put into place by Otto von Bismarck, not necessarily a liberal. He's a monarchist, a conservative. He wanted to make sure the newly formed German nation wasn't torn apart by internal strife. So one of the things he suggested they offer the public is universal health care, and it's truly universal. When you talk about universal health care, the Obamacare plan is anything but universal. Everything and everybody is under the system in Germany. You can go to any doctor you want, any discipline. It includes the dentist, it includes your orthodontist, it includes your eye doctors. In this country, people don't have that coverage, so it's not universal. People need to understand that. The Germans pay a 10% health tax, and that covers their health care system. They can go to any doctor they want.
About 10%. tax on top of what they normally would pay. So let's say you owe $6,000 a year in taxes in Germany. For another $600, you get the health care that you want. Is it worth $600? How much do you spend on your doctors now or on your health insurance? Man, under the circumstances, I would say, and I'm not one who likes the government being involved, but if you could run the health care system, Kenny, and I don't know how much you pay in taxes a year, but whatever it is, add 10% to that and have no other health expenses, I would say that would be a pretty good deal. If that's the way it works.
That sounds like a deal.
Yeah.
Prescriptions included in that deal?
Well, let's find out. Somebody call CVS. 888-302. See if there's a, what they call it in Germany. CVS? This is CVS. You'll go to Walgreens. I'm not really good at accents, never have been. 888-302. You get the point, though. 302-3684. Alan, listening in Tennessee to Good Day.
Of course, in our country, everybody's looking for someone to take care of them, but it would really make sense if they let it go ahead and be enacted now instead of putting it off a year. That would show you both the facts that it's political to put it off and to protect those that may be in jeopardy of losing their seats because of it. But let it go through and also show that, you know, there's so many fallacies in the workability of it. It almost smacks of someone just not being prepared. You know, someone that's always saying, let's put it off, let's work on it some more. Let's do it. This sounds like a lack of preparation, lack of forethought, and it's a huge experiment for our country. But there is no single payer plan that probably will work. Individual responsibility is where we need to come from.
Really? You think that this hasn't been thought out well by the government? Oh, how could that be? Government always thinks everything. Yeah, it is shocking. Good Lord. What is this guy talking about? Pete in Virginia, finish this off for us, will you?
I think the health plan can work if the Republicans will try to make this a better plan than what it is, but they so against the president, everything he does, they are just trying to just wipe it out. He can't do anything to please the Republicans, and he always working for the people.
Ah, nonsense. I love these people. That's, never mind. All right, everybody speaks for themselves, and I'm not doing any more of anybody's bidding. As a matter of fact, let's move on. I want to spend some time on immigration before the hour is out. And Mr. Snowden, where, oh, where has Snowden gone? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here. With savings up to 90% off retail, it's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Award-winning author Michael Hebert's new book is the suspense thriller Dream with Little Angels. We spoke with him about the symbolism in the book and the relationship between Abe, the adolescent who narrates the story, and his mother Leah, who's investigating the murders in their small town.
You see, this is one of the reasons why the book took so long to write. I was very conscious of the symbolism I was building into it. And the watches, of course, they represent time. And time is important in this story for a number of reasons. The big one being that Abe's mother, Leah, is running out of time to finish out to, sorry, to find out who's snatching the girls before their bodies start showing up. In that case, the watch represents a sense of urgency, but it's also a symbol of Abe's growth. It's really a coming-of-age story disguising itself as a mystery when you get right down to it. And Abe's childhood is running out of time. And then there's also the fact that Leah's grief over losing her husband when Abe was only two is sort of stuck in time. She can't move past his death. So time is layered all over the place throughout the book.
That's award-winning author Michael Hebert on his new literary suspense novel, Dream with Little Angels.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get Super Buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive to find store for details on the Dell 628-77 Gas Dryer Price Tire. Optional pedestal sold separately.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, now with a focus on on Edward Snowden. Here's radio host Tommy Tucker talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about what's going on with Snowden.
What do you do with this guy, and what's Russia going to do with him? Where's he going to go, and what are the chances of the United States getting their hands on him? Because I'd like to see him tried for espionage. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, his shelf life is quickly going to zero here, basically, now that two countries have looked at the contents of the laptops he's brought over there. And I'll tell you, if all he has is a bunch of PowerPoint presentations about confidential information about these programs, well, that's kind of done and been played now, and that conversation's happening. So his usefulness is kind of over. And to see the Russian president basically say that you could stay here until you stop talking about our American partners, that's kind of the only way you're going to do it. So he's got a problem. He didn't really think this whole thing through, and now he's at the point where maybe no nation will take him.
Putin, you know, is a KGB guy, as you well know. I say that for the audience in case they didn't know. This is so disingenuous of this guy to say you got to stop talking about our American partners when you know they've downloaded and double-checked and have probably been through everything on the laptops.
Yeah, and so what could possibly be on there? There's NSA spy agencies, programs, plans, all those kinds of things. Everyone now knows that the American government does spy on other countries. Okay, so that we shouldn't be shocked about that. This prison plan about checking anomalous behavior of certain individuals using telephone records. It's not checking content. It's not looking. It's not eavesdropping into what people are talking about. It's all designed to be defensive with regard to the possible terrorist attack that takes place. So I think he miscalculated severely what I think most Americans would think about him, and he's gone very quickly from hero to zero.
And also what other countries would do in terms of using him and then turning him out, it seems to me. And I guess the question I had, Major, when it comes to the U.S. spying on some countries in the EU, it would seem like he would also have intelligence that would indicate on his computer, maybe not, you tell me, whether or not they spied on us and whether this was a counter program or so. I mean, is he just trashing the United States, or does he have that information and has that just not been released? If you understand what I'm asking.
Sure. It hadn't been released, but you're right. I mean, the dirty little secret here is we actually spy on other countries and pass that data on to that other country's intelligence community, and they do the same for us. It's all a part of this, kind of underground world that takes place, and it's all designed to be more against law enforcement and making sure that people aren't undermining things. I think where Snowden has gotten in trouble now is that he's now aligned himself with WikiLeaks, and I think all countries recognize that that's a problem. It's not just the United States with a problem. I do think the Russians perceive that to be a problem. The Chinese will perceive that to be a problem. Any country that doesn't perceive an individual actor to be a threat to them, well, again, they're relooking all those kinds of things. So at this point, he's got really nowhere to go. And he might have to swing a deal to try to get back to the United States at this point, because I will be surprised if any of these countries decide to end up taking him.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fem and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Day 2013. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the national debate regarding immigration. This is one of the things that stirs people and their emotions and certainly ought to be a good discussion topic because immigration is important to the national well-being, and protecting ourselves from illegal immigration, I think, is one of the most important and pressing problems that we have in our country and would be a good discussion topic to be having today. So that's why we have host Al Malberg here talking to Congressman Jared Polis of Colorado about how Polis thinks the House is going to deal with the Senate's approved, at this point anyway, bill on immigration reform.
The Senate, it didn't seem to be too much of a problem with the immigration bill. House, it seems, is going to be a much bigger problem. What's your take on that?
Yeah, they got a strong bipartisan majority in the Senate, and it's tough going for the House. I mean, you know, we'll figure out exactly how we can get something done, but it's something that, you know, I hear from constituents all the time we need to fix. I mean, they want more border security. They want to restore the rule of law. They want to make sure that, you know, people who are here legally are ahead of people who are here illegally in line to be citizens. They want all these things. So, I mean, I'm working hard on it, but, you know, if we can't deliver, if Congress can't pass this, then it's pretty much guaranteed to stay the way it is for another 5 or 10 years. And instead of having 10 million people here illegally, we'll probably have 20 million people here illegally in another decade.
Yeah. I have a nephew who married a young lady from Guyana, and she went through the process of becoming a citizen. And it took a while and took some effort.
Oh, yeah. And just so everybody knows, what's being talked about in the Senate bill and even any potential House bill, it's years, I mean, before anybody could ever be eligible to become a citizen. Nobody gets citizenship through this immigration reform. It talks about creating a line, basically. Then they get back a line, 15 years, you know, 13 years. And then there's still a test that you have to take to ever become a citizen. So, I mean, you're talking about if somebody's, you know, 30 now, maybe by the time they're 45 or 50, they would be eligible to apply for citizenship. But the, you know, none of this stuff actually makes citizens out of anybody. It doesn't grant legal status. It just creates a vehicle to do it. Kind of a create. You know, people always say get in line. When you look at immigration law, there actually is no line. Yes, if you marry an American, there's one. That's a good way to do it. But there are, you know, absent marrying somebody, you know, there needs to be kind of an orderly, legal way to register, get in line. We need the people here to work, whether it's agricultural, service industry, whatever it is. We need some of them. We need to do it in an orderly way.
888 five. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. 888-302-3684. The question on whether or not this goes someplace or not in your mind. Let's see how many people we can get in the moments that remain in this hour of Good Day. James in West Virginia on the bill and bringing more people into our country.
The problem that I have with it is I believe it's just going to allow more immigrants to come into our country and take jobs away from people here that already need them. Now, I am a struggling Republican in Huntington, West Virginia. It's real hard to make it down here as far as the economy. Jobs are few and far between down here as it is, and it'll make it even harder for us to get jobs whenever we have people like migrant workers coming in and taking the ones that are available.
See, my take on this is that it's going to cost $30 billion. It'll add another million legal immigrants a year. That's what the bill does, to come in. We need more legal immigrants to come in our country. We don't need legal or illegals here. It doesn't seem to me anyway. What about you, Richard, in Florida, listening to The Jet?
The bill is actually a very bad bill. We're rewarding bad behavior. Illegals come across the border. It's obvious, I think, to most Americans now, citizens, that this Congress will not protect our southwest border. They're leaving it up. It's still open. You would think after 9/11 that they would have closed the border and they would get control over who comes in and who leaves our country. But they have no more control today. In fact, they have less than what they had before 9/11.
All right. Let's let Deborah from Virginia finish off this part of the discussion here on Good Day.
It's like everyone's panicking. And everyone seems to be overlooking the fact that the Obama administration over the past 4.5 to 5 years has deported more illegal immigrants than any other administration over the past, I think, 10 to 20 years. So it's just, I don't know, you know, people seem to be escaping that fact, and I just want to put that out there.
I think that's correct. Excuse me, there are 400 and some odd thousand that were deported last year. I know that was the number, Kenny. And so in terms of that being good, yeah, that is good. Poll today at DougStefan.com. How are you celebrating Independence Day? A, going to a parade. B, having a cookout. C, going shopping. D, touring a museum. E, some or all of the above. Or is it just another work day for you? Take Good Day along with you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.